big news that auto lending is off the charts, and we have Tony Battelli here from CU Direct, who's right in the mix of it. And can you tell me what is auto lending is off the charts? It's great news for credit unions, obviously. What's going on here?
Well, it's two simple things that have to happen in order for auto lending to go off the charts for credit unions. One is there's got to be a lot of car sales,
yes.
And there are. There's a record number, 17.5 million last year, looking like 17.7 or so this year.
Gosh.
So the predictions are that this is going to continue, but it is definitely flattening out. So, you know, auto lending was at the lowest level probably in 2009-10, and it's been going up double digit for a lot of years now. But it will probably flatten out. I don't know that we'll have the growth. We might have a lot of activity, but not maybe the growth that we've had in the past. So two things, again, a lot of cars need to be sold, and credit unions need to want to make auto loans.
Right.
Well, those are the two things that have to happen, and you'll have auto lending go off the charts.
So,
and they seem to want to, they're really engaged in making loans, and I think that's the right product for them right now. You know, investments are very low, so it is a little bit concerning. Credit unions are very competitive against each other in their markets, and it would be nice to see them to really more competitive against the general market.
Right.
Because I do worry about credit unions making a dollar at the end of end of a loan.
So, of course.
But that's one thing that is a little bit concerning. But again, I think it's a good market right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that it might be flattening out, or it will flatten out. What can credit unions do? Because my next question was like, how do they keep pace? But it sounds like it's going to flatten out. What can they do to compensate, for lack of a better term, to...
Well, and I think one thing is that we're seeing a lot of credit unions that are lent out. So again, the pace of just replacing the loans that are coming off, some credit unions are very happy with doing that, I think, at this point.
Okay.
I think there is opportunity for some growth, too, and I think it's about taking, you know, market share away from banks and captives.
Yep.
I mean, credit unions do have the second most market share of all the other lenders. They have more than captives right now in auto lending, and they also have more than finance companies. The banks are still ahead of them, and banks, again, you would think we'd be able to beat those guys.
Yeah.
But we need to continue to build relationships with dealers. We need to try to just have a consistent relationship with those dealers to grow that market share and take away some of that from the banks and capital.
Okay, and I was talking with the CUNA Lending Council. I think Bob Stoll is the chairperson there. He was saying that in order to compensate for that fall off or the flatness would be to start targeting millennials, because they're moving into the workforce, they're making some decent money, and they're going to start buying. So that's another place where credit unions could target to compensate for what's happening now.
Absolutely. Well, I think, and I agree with him. I think the way to target them is to make sure that they're a different breed, I guess you could say, than us, this baby boomers, right?
Oh,
they,
no doubt.
They are all about technology. They're all about, you know, not waiting for anything. So they really, I think, are going to be more the type that will be shopping for cars online and getting the loan approvals before they even go to the dealer.
Exactly.
So doing that kind of thing, making sure that you have mobile apps and are really connected to that millennial group to get them in the auto buying and auto lending before they even get to the dealer. So they have a lot of their decisions made before they get there. I think that's the trend that we're going to see.
Yep, I totally agree with you. All right, let's talk about right now. What are your goals for the GAC? What are you hearing? What are you talking about? That type of stuff.
You know, we're here. We have a 1,050 credit unions, so we're here to meet and see the customers we have. But we're obviously here to try to, you know, get some new business. So we're doing that. But our big theme for this year is to really take kind of one small piece of what's going on in the world today, and that is, you know, everyone's impatient, everyone wants something faster, and we're really trying to get credit unions to get to yes faster.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
get to saying yes to the loan faster. What we're seeing in our numbers, and we did over probably 3 million approved loans last year, and we need to get them to say yes faster. About 40% of them take 3 hours and longer, and the dealers actually are recognizing that. So we need them to trust the technology to retool kind of how they're doing things to try to get. And we are working with credit unions to do that. We took one credit from 3% to 48% in just a few months period of time, where they had instant decisions. They said they approved the same loans. They would have approved them before. They're just getting to a faster way of doing that. So that's the big theme that we're trying to talk to credit unions about, is how do we help you get to yes faster, not taking on a lot any more risk really, mm-hmm. but just really, you know, trying to solve that millennial. They want everything right now. Right?
I know, on their phone.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Wouldn't be great to go to the car
exactly.
lot and go, I like that car. Boop. Okay, it's mine. You know.
So there's a lot of ways to get at that, but I think that's the general theme that we're okay. trying to get to.
Okay, very cool. All right, wrap up question here. Any advice? I mean, even that said, this kind of segues into what I was asking. I mean, any advice for credit unions with auto lending today? I mean. What's working, what's not working, that type of stuff.
You know, I think the getting to yes is, you know, I think getting everyone passionate around yeah. that, understanding what's going on in your credit union today and where the pain points are for your members, mm-hmm. so you can really make that easier for them. You know, and from an indirect auto dealer perspective, I think you got to continue to build relationships with your dealer groups. You got to make sure that you're consistent with them. Mm-hmm. You know, those are kind of the things that credit unions actually have learned, I think, over the years are doing a fairly good job of. They want to have, you know, dealers really want to have faster funding. We actually do have now, we're a service provider through the Fed now, so we're actually able to do ACH payments a little bit faster.
Really?
to the dealers. So the whole idea of, again, everybody wants everything faster, right? Mm-hmm. Just trying to look at where, from a dealer perspective, how are you serving them? How are you making sure that they're getting their answers fast and their information so they're funded and funding their loans fast?
That's the key.
And then from a member perspective, doing the same thing. You
okay.
know?
What? Just off the cuff, what's how fast is the ACH? Is it like same day, no, 2 days, 3 days?
You can. We have a process now where you can actually fund the same day, and it shows up in the bank account the next day. So you get the documents through an image-based process
yeah, yeah.
that we have, and then you can actually get the money to the dealer the next day.
Oh my gosh!
So
yes. Love that.
So there is, and we have some credit unions that are doing a pretty good job with that
nice.
Today.
That's a big boost right there,
yeah.
and getting that quicker buy.
Yep.
Tony, always a pleasure talking to you.
All right.
Great topics.